A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. Today, we're going to Napa, California. We're going specifically to Spring Mountain at an elevation of 1,900 feet. We're going to be drinking wine that has been harvested from grapes that are over 100 years, come from vines that are over 100 years old. The Ananta Winery makes several terrific wines up there, and right near Atlas Peak, which many people have heard of as a very, very well-known producer of good and premium wine grapes. The Ananta Bella's Blend is what we're having, 2013, so this bottle has a couple of years on it. The Bella's Blend is a mixture of Petit Verdot, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon, which give it a terrific, terrific blend of flavors. The Petit Verdot is the major grape in this blend, and you can tell that when I've poured it into the glass because it's just purple, opaque, thick garnet color here in my glass, and as I swirl it, it's coating the whole glass with a nice purple film. And just a gorgeous drippy, like legs on as the wine settles down on the inside of the glass, and also it's just opening up with a wonderful nose of like dried flowers and ripe, almost rotten fruit, but very, very ripe fruit in the nose. Oh, it's in my lips. It's the front of the mouth. It's lots of fruit. But also with a good acidity to balance that right from the get-go. It's very interesting. Dry, plush, silky texture. I'm getting lots of blackberries, black cherries, definitely hints of chocolate. The ripeness of the fruit is coming through in the flavors of figs, I'm guessing here. And a nice toasty finish. I think that this wine has spent a fair lot of time in oak, and that's adding these really nice vanilla toasty finishes I'm getting. This is overall just wonderfully complex, delicious wine. Has a lot of fruit, but also acidity and backbone. So there's complexity here that just keeps me interested for a long, long time. This is the Ananta Bella's Blend 2013, and I still think this has a few years on it. The acidity and the backbone, as I mentioned before, give me the impression that this would last easily another 5 years in your wine cellar. What would I have this with? I think with the richness of this wine would go great with like an Italian pork porchetta, slow roasted over a fire. This is a spectacular wine. Really enjoying the Ananta Bella's Blend 2013.